Hey everyone, welcome to episode 61 of the podcast, dude. My name is Aaron Dowd. Thank you for joining me today. Hope you're having a good Monday. Today I'm talking about five ways to be a better podcast host. Going to jump right in pretty much. Whether you do a solo show, co-host, or interviews, I wanted to share these five tips to help you make better podcasts and also create a deeper connection with your audience and just generally grow your podcasting skills and your listener numbers. So let's jump into the show. Where's my intro music? Yeah. Man, it's been a good day so far. It's going to be a big week. Huge week. Okay, if this is your first time listening to me, welcome. Thank you for joining me. My name is Aaron Dowd. I am the podcast editor and producer for the Sean West Network, which you can find more about that at seanwest.com. So I care about helping people make great podcasts. There's a whole huge backstory about how I got to today, and I'm not going to go into that now, but I love talking to people about podcasts. I love making podcasts. I just love exploring all the different ways that podcasts can change people's lives and make a difference in the world. And so today, I just wanted to make a show to help people become better podcast hosts. And it's been said that the best of the best at pretty much anything are never really satisfied with how good they are. They look for weak points to improve. And I agree with that. I think whether you're doing web development, coding, if you're an actor, if you're a podcast editor, if you're a podcaster, all these things, even drumming, you look for the things that you're not great at and you try to figure out how to make them better. So I just want to give you an overview of the five steps real quick before we get started, and then we'll jump into each one and I'll walk you through it. So overview, step number one, five ways. First, figure out the technical stuff. Number two, be a host and not a co-host. And I'll explain that in a little bit. Number three, do your research. Number four, if you have a guest, make them look good. And number five, be grateful for every single listener. Okay, so number one, figure out the technical stuff. I know this whole recording, all this audio stuff, it's hard. Let me tell you a story about what happened to me last weekend. So I've been getting into video lately. You guys know this. You've been listening for a while. The last couple of episodes, I've been talking about making videos. So I got a Canon 70D DSLR a month or two ago, and I got a shotgun mic and the Zoom H4n audio recorder. And I got this cable that actually lets me run the audio coming into the Zoom H4n out to my Canon camera, because I'm lazy and I don't like syncing audio later. I don't want to record two different tracks and then try to sync them in the video editor. I just want to hit record on the camera and capture good audio straight to the video file. So that should be pretty simple, right? Like it's 2016. We should have this stuff figured out. Like good audio straight into the video file. Awesome. No. It's not. It's still not simple. This drives me crazy. So after recording a video the other day, I listened back to the video file and I heard this hissing sound. It sounded like, and I was like, what is that? Oh my, what is that? I thought maybe I had the input gain levels up too high. So I tried that. I turned the gain levels of my mic down. Nope, that wasn't it. I thought maybe I had the headphone out volume on the H4n up too high, because you control the output volume on the H4n. Adjusted it. Nope, that wasn't it either. I was like, what the heck is going on? I'm just trying to make a video. I don't want to mess with this. So Saturday night, I spent almost 2 hours trying to figure out what the problem was. I ended up Googling noisy audio on Canon 70D, and I found out what the problem was. It turns out if you leave your Canon camera on automatic mode for shooting, it automatically adjusts the input gain. And since the mic preamps on those cameras are crap, you end up with a noisy recording. So I had to switch the camera to manual mode and then adjust the sound settings, turn the input gain for the mic preamp down. This is just like, what is all this stuff? Like, that's not how I wanted to spend my Saturday night. But I do care about getting great sound quality for my videos. And I tried to process this stuff. I tried removing some of that hiss, that line noise, the background noise from that video, but then it ended up sounding kind of like crap because I had to do so much processing on it. Video is hard. So audio is hard. If you're new to the world of audio recording, mixing, and mastering, there are a lot of things that you're going to have to learn. But if you want to have a great podcast, you have to learn this stuff. You have to learn how to record audio that sounds great. You have to be confident in your ability to record and produce great audio, because otherwise you're not going to feel good about what you're creating and sharing. And if you don't have a show that sounds good, if your show is all kinds of jacked up, other people aren't going to be as likely to share it either. And I know that this stuff is not easy, and I know it's, for most of you, it's not terribly fun. I kind of enjoy figuring out all this audio stuff and this video stuff, because it's like, I don't know, that's, I'm just curious about this stuff. But I know that it's not fun for most of you. You don't want to think about all this stuff. You just want to make something, get back to running your business or doing your freelance work. But if you're going to take the time to do a podcast, then I encourage you to take the time to do it right. So get comfortable with the recording process and figure out how to eliminate any problems that are messing up your audio quality. So figure out the technical stuff. That's number one. Number two, be a host, not a co-host. So now you're going like, what do you mean by that? What's the difference between a host and a co-host? Well, here's how I think about it. And I had the idea for, I was actually going to make this this tip its own podcast episode, but then I thought, well, I'll just throw it in with this one. So the difference between a host and a co-host is leadership, being a leader. So knowing what you're going to talk about, knowing what the point of your podcast episode is, and then things like how you're going to introduce it, what you're going to talk about in the show, and then how you're going to end it. Basically, you're saying, as a podcast host, and it doesn't matter if you're actually technically the co-host on a podcast, you can still act like a host. Don't do the thing that a lot of people do where they just assume that the other person is going to take care of everything and they don't prepare. They're just like, all right, it's 10 o'clock on a Monday morning and we're going to do a podcast. Here we go. Let's hit record. What are we talking about? Don't be that guy. Don't be that gal. Prepare. Do some research on your topic. That's the next tip. Think about the path that you want to take your listeners through from start to finish, regardless of if you have another co-host or if you're technically a co-host. If someone's like, if you're just helping out some guy who's more famous than you and all that stuff, still try to show up and provide value and think about, like, just don't show up and expect it to be good. That's what I'm trying to say. So take some leadership, take some responsibility for making a show great. Okay, number three, related, do your research. Do your research. If you're podcasting about a topic that you're passionate about, then you're going to be able to talk about a lot of things, you know, just from memory, from the top of your head, as they say. But you can only go so far with this. At some point, you're going to exhaust your well of inspiration. And you'll need to go look for new information, new topics to share. And this is why I think it's really important to always stay curious. Always be learning and always be talking to people. And look for lessons and stories and people that are outside of your normal comfort zone, the people you normally talk to. Don't get trapped inside the bubble of being around people who share your exact viewpoints and opinions. Look outside your circle for the really smart people who are passionate about what they do. Because this is where you'll find information that will elevate your personal understanding and knowledge, but it'll also help you bring something new and fresh to the table. So the way I think about this, if we can talk about music for a second, is a drummer who is, let's say, like a metal drummer. I don't know if any of you have heard of like Meshuga or Periphery or something like that. Awesome bands. Heavy, heavy drummers who go and study jazz. I was like, what? Those two things aren't related at all. No, but when that drummer comes back, he knows all these different things that most people don't hear in this style of music. You go and you experience something completely different. When you come back, the blending of those two things is very, very interesting. So my friend Sean, you guys know Sean McCabe. My friend Sean says, be a gold miner. And I think this is fantastic advice. So I'm going to read an excerpt from one of his YouTube videos that I'll link to in the show notes. And you can find the show notes at thepodcastdude.com/61. Take a breath. I get so excited when I do shows. Okay, so Sean says, a gold miner is someone who is always looking for something positive out of every situation. What a lot of people tend to do is they try to find someone who mostly shares gold. And this is good. You want to find people who share mostly gold. But what you don't want to do is completely ignore people that you disagree with, who maybe share things that you don't like, or who have different views than you, or share things that you would consider junk. It's really easy to pay attention to the people you mostly agree with and who give you things that you appreciate. But a lot of people tend to ignore and avoid people that they disagree with. Even if there was something good, they don't see it because they throw everything out. A gold miner doesn't care about how much they have to dig through. All they care about is finding that one little bit of gold anywhere they can find it. So every situation you encounter, every conversation you have, every book that you read, you're looking for that little piece of gold. You're looking for that $1 million idea. Or not even $1 million, just you're looking for that $1 million idea. So this sounds simple in concept, but most people don't do this. And if I can interject here for a second, I know for myself, I struggle with this. Sean continues, most people aren't gold miners. Most people are looking for the one little thing they disagree with so they can disqualify the person as a whole. Yeah, I mean, think about that. I could talk about politics for a minute, but I don't really want to. I will just say that I've started paying attention to people that I normally would have disagreed with because I want to know. I want to educate myself. I want to find the gold nuggets. But it's hard because we do only have limited time on this earth. But I like what Sean said, be a gold miner. Look for the positive things especially. Look for things that you can learn from. Look for those nuggets and then write those things down or make notes of them because you never know when they might turn into a future podcast episode. So good stuff, Sean. All right, number four. If you have a guest, focus on making them look good. So if you have guests on your show regularly or even occasionally, focus on making them look good. Don't make it all about you. So this making your guests look good. This involves a couple of things. First, really, really important here. Make sure that they have a decent mic setup and help them through the recording process. So it's another story for you. A well-known podcaster reached out to me this weekend. He's got a fairly popular show. He asked me if I could help him fix up some audio. I said, yeah, sure. I'd be happy to check out the files. Usually doesn't take me too long to apply some settings, some presets, send it back, fix it up, whatever. So he sent over two recordings through Dropbox. These are two of the worst sounding audio files that I've ever heard. And I've heard a lot of bad sounding audio, but these were epically bad, just epically bad. Tons of like pops and plosives, levels all over the place. I mean, one person was breathing heavily into this, I'm pretty sure they both had these headset mics and they were both breathing into it. So you were constantly getting this, like after every single, it was awful. It was awful. And one of the two people had some kind of like, there had to have been something wrong with her headset mic because it was like cutting in and out. Sometimes you could hear the lower frequencies. Sometimes you couldn't. It was like both files were just a total wreck, like a total wreck. I spent almost an hour processing both of these tracks in this this audio editor that I have. It's a very expensive program, Isotope RX5, advanced audio editor. It costs almost $1,000. Expensive stuff. Like this is a program that people edit sound for movies with, like Lord of the Rings, Star Wars. Their sound editors are using RX5 Advanced. But by the time I was done processing these two audio files, I listened back and I was like, I don't even know if I've improved the sound quality much. These things are just like, they're screwed. The audio is awful. If you're interviewing guests, you have to talk to them about their recording setup in advance. Make sure they have a decent microphone. My friend Brett Terpstra, he's got a really good idea. He asks people, he does a casting call, and he says, if you want to come on my podcast, then make a 2 to 4 minute audio recording and tell me what you want to talk to me about. And this is a brilliant idea. Good job, Brett. this is a brilliant idea. Like, ask people to record you a short audio file and send it to you, because this will give you an idea about what your audio is going to get. So you don't have to guess, but you should never guess about what your guest is going to sound like. Have that email them, have that conversation with them. Make sure they know that they need to record in a quiet room and wear headphones. You know, make sure they know that they need to record a file on their computer with QuickTime or Audacity or GarageBand, and then send it to you later. Send it to you later so you can like do the mixing and the mastering. You know, you want to have their track isolated. You want to have their voice on a single track. And that way it'll be free from, you know, since they recorded it on the computer, it'll be free from any internet or Skype caused problems. So if your guest sounds like crap, it doesn't matter how good the content is, people will still turn it off. This happens to me 2 or 3 times a week. I'll start listening to a podcast and the audio quality is just awful. And I turn it off because I have too many other good things to listen to. There are very few pieces of content, very few podcasts that the content is so amazingly good that people are going to be willing to tolerate painful audio to get it. There's too many other good shows out there. Secondly, finally, for making your guests look good, figure out the valuable things that your guest has to share with your audience in advance, and then give them an opportunity to share those things. So I'm going to talk about sports for a second. I don't know a lot about sports, but I believe in baseball or softball, I don't remember what it is. Like you say you want to give them an easy home run, right? Like throw it underhanded, like set your guest up to talk about stuff that'll make them sound smart or stuff that they're interested in. But you have to think about this stuff in advance. Whenever I have someone on my show, I always talk to them and say, what are we talking about? What are the takeaways? What kind of valuable stuff can you share with my audience? We shape a show, like we plan a show out start to finish. Because I want my guests to look good. I don't want to really surprise them with questions and have them go like, well, maybe, I don't know. Like, no, let's talk about the valuable takeaways in advance. Do that with your guests. Almost everyone has some kind of valuable insight or takeaway to share, or even an interesting story. So talk to them about that, highlight them, give them underhanded pitches so they can hit home runs. Hope that analogy makes sense. I think it does. Finally, number 5, be grateful for every single listener that you get. This isn't just true for podcasts. This is true if you're a writer, if you make videos. Be grateful for every single person who gives you attention. When you're making a podcast or a video, don't do what I do and say, hey guys, like talk to a single person. Because only a single person is ever listening to your show at the same time. If you can create that like one-on-one connection with somebody else to where you say, I'm speaking to you right now. You listening to this, like I'm in your headphones, I'm talking to you. I want to have a conversation with you. I'm not talking to this vast audience. Talk to a single person. And if someone reaches out to you and they say, hey, I enjoy your show, or they leave a review, or they just reach out to you on Twitter, whatever it is, be grateful for that. Be grateful for that. Say thank you for listening to every single person who reaches out to you, especially if they say something kind about your show. And don't ignore the people who aren't famous yet, because you don't know who's going to end up being more popular than Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, you can't know those things. Just because somebody has 10 followers now doesn't mean that you ignore them. Like, I want to treat everybody with the same amount of respect and kindness and consideration, regardless of where you are right now. Because I remember personally, I remember being nobody. Like, I remember not having any kind of audience. I remember seeing these people who I just thought were like, gods isn't the right word, but just like, oh my gosh, these people have so many followers and like they've done so many cool things and they've written books and they have all these cool podcasts. There's no way they'd ever spend any time talking to me or like, I don't know. I remember being in that place. And now some people are just like, oh my gosh, it's this guy. I still don't feel that way. Like, I will talk to anybody. I will talk to anybody and answer questions if I can. And I appreciate everyone's attention, regardless of where they are on their journey, just getting started or years or decades in. People are just people. And I just want to be kind to people. That's what it comes down to. So people might remember the content of your podcast, but they're definitely going to remember the way that you make them feel. So give them that one-on-one connection that doesn't scale well. It's like, yeah, when you have 500,000 followers, it's going to be really, really hard for you to reach out and say hi to every single person who reaches out to you. But I still think it's worth it. I think it makes all the difference in the world long term. Because people talk, you know, people are social. You're rude to somebody, you say something unkind to somebody else, they remember that. They tell people about that. And the opposite is true. If you show someone some kindness or give them an encouraging word, or even just say, hey, thanks for listening to my show, I appreciate you, they remember that. They tell people. So treat people with kindness. Be grateful for every single listener. Yeah, Danae in the chat says, the janitor could be the CEO of a company one day. You never know. Spread those good vibes. Yes, I'm all about that. All right, so let's do a quick recap. Recap of the five ways to be a better podcast host. Number one, figure out the technical stuff. It's not always fun, but it's important. Number two, be a host, not a co-host. Become a leader. Don't just follow people. Like, know what you want to say with your podcast, even if it's not your podcast. Number three, do your research. So invest time in learning, stay curious, capture new ideas. Yeah, like open up reminders and jot down any kind of idea you think you might want to talk about on your podcast later. Got to have a list of those things. So helpful. Number four, if you have a guest, focus on making them look good. Set them up for success. Make sure they sound good so that listeners will stay with the entire episode and not turn it off. Number five, be grateful for every single listener. Every single listener. Be grateful for their attention. Okay, that's going to do it for the show today. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. If you want to help out the show, if you like what you heard, if this was helpful, there are a couple things you can do for me. First, number one, head over to thepodcastdude.com/iTunes. Leave me a review. It helps other people find the show. It makes me really happy. I love hearing from you, and thank you to everyone who has already left a review, but thepodcastdude.com/iTunes. I'm going to read a review. Hang on. Not right now, but I'm going to pull one up for later. Okay, the second thing you can do, head over to theseanwest.com and sign up to be a member there. Members get access to our entire archive of podcast episodes, so my entire backlog, but also curated learning paths. This is a really cool thing that people set up because we've got a lot of podcast episodes and they're all valuable. The whole network, there's well over 400 podcasts right now. And these are all, like, if you've been listening to my show for a while, they're like, a lot of them are like this, but better in all kinds of different topics. So we were like, okay, like that's too many podcast episodes. People are going to get lost. So we built these, and I say we, the team, the Sean West team, we built these curated learning paths, like build an audience, build a writing habit, launch a course, and more. So it's like they'll show you exactly the steps that you need to go through, the podcast episodes to listen to, the stuff to read to help you achieve these goals, building an audience, building a writing habit, and all that other stuff. So that's really, really awesome. But this is my favorite part of membership. Access to the community. Access to this amazing group of people, the members, who are positive and encouraging and who love learning. And it is my favorite place to learn new things, be exposed to great people with great mindsets. It's so, so helpful. I was thinking about this last night and I was like, man, I wish I would have had this thing, the community, the membership, back when I was getting started like 5 years ago, when I was first getting started with like trying to learn how to make websites and then do audio engineering. You know, I like this 24-year-old who just got a copy of Logic Pro and was like, yes. And then working remotely, I was like, oh, if only I could work remotely, that would be the life. This community, the membership, Sean West membership, this is the place that I wish I would have had back then, because it would have saved me so much time. It would have saved me so much pain and so much frustration. And it would have saved me from making so many mistakes. And now I get the chance to help other people with those things. I get the chance to give people feedback about their audio, like help them with their websites. Like, it's hard to describe just how satisfying and fulfilling it is for me to be able to like help other people who are in the same situation that I was 5 or 6 years ago. It's just incredible. There's just so many smart, helpful people who are happy to share what they've learned and help other people reach their goals. Like, it's the greatest place. If you sign up before August 31st, save $600 on an annual membership. And I highly recommend you do that because it really is the best investment that you can make in yourself. And of course, we got a 30-day money-back guarantee, so try it out. And if you're not blown away, then you get your money back. No questions asked, just boom. So it's awesome. Head over to SeanWest.com, learn more. I hope I'll see you in there. Say hi. I think you'll like it. Finally, if this show has helped you out, please share it with a friend. I don't think I say this very often, but if you know anyone who's passionate about podcasting or interested in starting a podcast, then just send them a link. Just say, hey, check this dude out, thepodcastdude.com. And thank you so much. I appreciate it. So if you got questions or feedback, you can email me at aaron@thepodcastdude.com. And you can also find me on Twitter @thepodcastdude and on Snapchat @AaronCWA. So now I got to see if we got any questions for the after show. Fired up Mondays. Oh man, now I got a backlog. Okay, I'll be right back. And thanks, Scotty. Guys, oh my gosh, Scotty, link your podcast, dude. So Scotty, I remember Scotty and I met in, was it 2015 or 2014, Scotty? 2015 at the Creative South Conference in Georgia, Columbus, Georgia. A lot of the Sean West crew went, a lot of members. You were a member back then. Or maybe you were about to be a member, I don't know. Anyway, so Scotty, kind of shy. I just remember seeing Scotty and being like, wow, this dude's in really good shape. Scotty's very buff. He works out. So good job, Scotty. I'm coming for you, man. Went to the gym last night. So Scotty, maybe you can tell this story better, but it was just amazing for me because I got to watch Scotty go from being kind of shy to like the next year he spoke on stage. Like he gave a talk and he crushed it. Like it was like one of the most passionate and exciting talks that I've ever seen. And you could tell he was nervous, but he pushed through and he did an amazing job. And he just recently started a podcast too. And I've been telling him for a while. He was like, I'm thinking about starting a podcast. I'm like, Scotty, do the podcast, man. Check this out. And he killed it. Like I listened to the first episode the other day. He was like, oh man, I can't even listen to that. I was like, dude, objectively, go listen to here's some homework for you guys. Perspective podcast. Scotty's got a great output or a view. What am I trying to say? Outlook on life. There we go. Scotty's got a great outlook on life. Listen to the first episode of his podcast. Then go back and listen to the first episode of my show, The Podcast Dude. Then go back and listen to the first episode of the Sean West podcast. And tell me that Scotty didn't crush both me and Sean. Like, tell me. You're doing great, man. I listen to it and I'm like, this makes me feel really good because I know that if Scotty can make a great show like that, then I'm doing a good job of teaching podcasting. Because I want the people who listen to me to go on and be even better than I am. So that's awesome. Congratulations, Scotty. I'm excited for you, man. I like this show. I hope you keep it up. Okay. Now, back to the show. Okay, so I got a great question from Ashlyn. Ashlyn asked, could you send your guest a microphone to use? Yes. But if you're going to be doing a show every single week, like, are you going to use the same microphone? That's going to start, like, getting expensive. And I'm sorry I'm saying like a lot. That's terrible. That's a bad habit. It's going to be expensive to send your guest a microphone every single week. I don't know. I want to lead a movement. I want to be part of the movement that says it's not okay to have crappy audio on a podcast. I don't care. I don't want excuses. I want people to invest some money in a decent microphone and learn how to use it. Like even if it's just a $100 USB microphone, if you're thinking about being on podcasts, even if you're not going to make your own podcast, still invest in. I mean, this is a good investment even if you're not on a podcast. If you have to do Skype calls every single day, people will appreciate the sound quality that comes from something like a Blue Yeti. Or Is it Samson CO1? There's an $80 USB microphone that sounds great. Get a pop filter and a mic stand, and you can get good sounding audio. I don't know. I'm at the place now where I don't want to have guests on my show if they don't have a decent microphone or if they're not willing to record a local audio file. If someone says to me, it's like, no, I don't really want to record a file on my computer and send it to you. And I'm like, fine. There's the door. Grab a letterpress coaster. Get out. I'll be nice about it, but I really want to have great audio all the time. It's really important. It's really important, especially as competition gets harder, like as there are more people making podcasts in every single kind of niche. To stand out, you have to be really, really good. And it's not just content, it's audio quality too. So yeah, you could have that conversation. I just say, like, here, I will, I'll grab a link and post it in there. $80 USB microphone. Let's see, what is this? A CO1 USB mic. Google will find it. Hang on, people. Samson, yeah. Ooh, B&H has it for $50. Nice. Well, you know what? Actually, ooh, this is nice. No, you don't want that kind of mic stand. All right, I'll include an Amazon link and then I'll... CO1 UCW. Typing links, doing it live. You know what I just realized? I got to read an iTunes review. Yeah, ask people either to buy a mic or, I don't know. It's really not a bad mic. Like Brett, I don't know if any of you guys have heard, but Brett Terpstra uses that mic or maybe the newer version of that mic. Yeah, I think there's a newer version. Oops, anyways. Yeah, he uses that and it sounds fine. I listened to the show he did the other day. Sounds good. But he also like records in a relatively quiet place and knows how to set the input gain levels, yada, 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 all that stuff. So yeah, I like that mic though. Okay, where was I? Just want to read an iTunes review before we head out. Richard Ross. I hope I didn't read this before. Richard Ross, community member, cool dude. Terrific guidance on starting a podcast. This show was extremely helpful in starting my podcast. I was fortunate enough to meet Aaron and he helped me set up my Logic template for recording episodes, which is insanely helpful. Ooh, Logic Pro X for podcasters. That's my course coming soon. Sign up for my email list at thepodcastdude.com and I'll keep you updated on that. That's going to have lots of good stuff for Logic. So anyways, Richard said, but more than that, he graciously and openly shares his process, principles, and passion for making podcasts. This is the resource on how to create a successful podcast you've been looking for. Richard's in Dallas. He's not too far away from me. I need to go see him. They've got a cool co-working space. Appreciate that, Richard. All right. With that being said, I'm going to head out. Thank you all for listening. See you in the live event here in about 45 minutes. Got to go grab some lunch and some coffee. So have a great rest of the afternoon. Have a great day. I'll see you in the chat.